Hey Siri, play Social Geek Radio.
Okay, Social Geek Radio podcast coming up.
Hello, geeks, and welcome to Social Geek Radio. I'm Jack Munson, your host and social media consigliere. Today's episode is brought to you by Social Joey and Better. Our guest today is Jennifer Jackson. She's the Vice President of Development at Hungry Howie's Pizza. Jennifer, how are you?
I'm great, Jack. How are you today?
We are just taking everything one week at a time, and we've got yet another week crossed off of the calendar, so
it's about the best we can do.
That's the best we can do right now. So you are, I almost want to say, a lifelong Hungry Howie's Pizza representative. I read here you've been involved with the brand since you were very young. Is that right?
I was. My dad actually opened up Hungry Howie's number 2 in 1976. And
wow.
So it kind of became a family business right from there in day one. As a young child, I kind of always wanted to leave and go to work with him. And he, just to kind of quiet me one day, said, "Hey, you know what, when you're 10, and great story. My birthday is in the summer, and on my 10th birthday, I got dressed, ran downstairs, and he said, "Where are we going?" And I said, "We're going to work." And I'll never forget that day going in, and I actually got started at store 2, which was the one he opened, and it was pretty exciting.
Wow. So did you go right from school to working full time, or did you go out and do a bunch of other stuff first?
No, I went away to college and enjoyed that and did my degree in marketing and public relations, actually. And when I officially joined the company in 1998, I came in through the marketing department. So I loved seeing that about you, too, is that with your franchise development background, that you had that marketing angle from it as well.
Yeah, you know, people with a marketing or PR degree, we have to find some real work at some point, right?
Right. Exactly.
And you're really kind of in two what were traditionally very guy-dominated industries, pizza and franchise development. So
yes.
Talk about, you know, what you've seen and kind of where we've come to these days as being, you know, a female leader in the company in these two very guy-dominated areas.
Right. Well, I think like everything and all the other industries that, you know, so many things are evolving and changing, and we're seeing women, you know, not only in the quick service business and in fast food industry, but as well as the pizza industry now. And I'm excited for that. It was just kind of a passion of mine from a young age. And so I just love to be able to encourage women and, you know, to kind of fulfill their dreams. You know, I didn't know any different. I grew up being able to go to the stores with my dad, and I didn't kind of see that, you know, male female role at that point. And then, you know, when you kind of get into that corporate environment, I probably did have a little bit of a leg up just because I was very vocal, I was verbal, I was passionate about what I was doing, and I talked my dad's ear off all the time. So that could be a challenge. But
I think I know exactly how your dad feels. I have a daughter very similar, so.
Yes. But you know what? I just have tried to tell him, and even now working beside him after all these years, is that, you know what? It was a passion that I had from a young age. And as I grew up and I was becoming part of that family business, it became more and more passionate about it. And so I just try to go back to all women where you just have to have a dream or a focus. And I think as a young child, I always kind of felt that I wanted to be entrepreneurial, or, you know, I wanted to be an actress. I wanted to stand out or do something big. And, you know, just following your passion and kind of keeping strong and on that route, you're capable of doing anything.
And I think franchising has really pivoted just in the time I've been involved in, you know, the past 12 years or so. Just
yes.
the number of women getting involved on all levels, not just at the corporate brand level, which we do see a lot of, you know, great CEO leaders there, But the number of franchisees getting involved with brands all across, you know, whether it's pizza or other stuff, I've really seen that number jump in the past few years. And do you see the same? And do you see franchising as something that really can be a great direction for a lot of ladies?
Just to kind of give you a quick brief of background on, I'm a mom. My daughter's actually a senior this year and graduating from high school. And so I really think that my view on franchising started to change as, you know, being a mom, juggling a career, juggling doing things, and having to be able to multitask. And as I kind of started to get into the sales side of it, you know, it was very male driven of, you know, because this is, you wanted to work your way up. It was very hard labor and you were working in the stores. But with the expansion now, it makes me see women are the best multitaskers, right? When they're stay-at-home moms.
Yeah.
So I think as my daughter got to be older, I started to have all of this free time on my hands, right, that we didn't have, and being, what am I going to do? I don't have to drive her here. I don't have to drive her there. And I ended up having a few women come in and start to grow their business at that time that their children were doing that. And just being able to see how they flourished, because you know what? All of a sudden they could attack it in a whole business manner, and they were used to doing a million things at a time and working with younger kids and motivating them. So it seemed like a no-brainer.
Yeah. Somebody said recently, you want to find somebody who can solve a problem, find a mom. And
exactly.
And I think jumping ahead to the current situation we're in right now, man, we see it every day with some of our friends and coworkers and colleagues who are, you know, sheltering in place, working from home. At the same time, they have a house full of kids, which it sounds like you do as well, right?
I do. Well, we're here with quarantined with my brother who has two young kids. So yes, we're all trying to pitch in and attempt the homeschooling, which is a challenge. So,
imagine the stories that your family will tell, you know, years down the road about the spring of 2020.
Oh my goodness. That'll be great.
So let's talk a little bit about Hungry Howie's and how things are going with the current crisis now. I assume you're still doing at the store level a lot of pickup and delivery and that kind of thing.
Well, we are, you know, our business is actually blessed to be open right now. You know, we are strictly a carry out and delivery, unit. So we do have some sit downs, obviously, that are closed at this time. But our biggest model is that carry out and delivery. So, you know, we've done things where we've kind of switched to incorporate like a curbside delivery to prevent people from having to come into the store, as well as, you know, we've been delivering for 47 years now. So we're experts at that. And, you know, just kind of being able to actually hire a ton of delivery drivers right now that unfortunately were laid off and in other areas and being able to, you know, help them be able to work and do bring income in for their family.
Yeah, I saw somewhere where you guys were hiring a couple thousand delivery drivers currently. So that's like the new temp job in America. Or, you know, we used to go to Amazon or something like that,
and right.
Now it's like, hey, this is something that that can pay the bills right now, and it's also something that. Who knows how long this is going to last, but I think consumers are going to get real used to delivery and curbside and carry out. And, you know, even when everything gets lifted, I think the curbside and carry out and delivery business is still going to go gangbusters. It already
was. Absolutely. Absolutely. I agree 100%. And that's how we're kind of, it's funny, these are things that we had been working on for some time, and now it just helped us execute it faster. But we're looking at it at the same thing. I mean, even in the lobby, you know, kind of looking at face shields and stuff and putting those up. You know, just making sure, I mean, most of our employees are wearing gloves anyways, because they're doing that if they're at the pizza station and making the pizza. So, but even, you know, trying to do the masks and, you know, whatever we can do to help. But we work with food every single day, and we've always had. So we've had to take these precautions since day one. So it's just reminding people that to trust that.
Do you see anything else that's happening right now that's really going to change the pizza industry or the restaurant industry overall moving forward?
I don't know. I mean, I think the biggest thing is people are going to be appreciative more of being able to go out to eat and be able to have choices. And, you know, I think it's funny now, the little things that we took for granted are the things that people want so much. So, I mean, for the most part, I think people are going to continue to just be cleaner. I think that, you know, the environments are going to be more welcoming. It's going to kind of be more, you know, like going into someone's home, right? You have to kind of get that human connection back. And I think that everybody's going to be prepared to do that once we're able to head outdoors.
Any other thoughts on businesses sort of doing a pivot or anything else you're seeing out there, or maybe additional assistance that's being provided to franchisees that's really catching your eye right now?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, with the SBA, you know, has been able to jump in for small businesses, for franchises, to give them that relief, where that's going to be life-saving for some of our franchisees, especially the ones that haven't been open a long period of time and are still trying to grow their name and in a brand that we don't necessarily have broadcast feasibility there. So that's really great to see how they're able to jump in and assist, as well as even you know, landlords providing assistance. And, you know, again, we're very lucky to be open, and we're just, you know, working with each area and, you know, donating pizza. That's another thing that I love. We've got a lot of our franchisees taking and dropping like 20 to 40 large pizzas off at a hospital Costco, you know, where for the employees, and just to kind of donate and serve the people that are there on our front line.
Excellent.
Yeah,
that's probably the best work you can do right now, is donating some hot pizzas to some people who are a little overworked right now. So thank you for that. That's terrific. We're going to be back in just a minute with some contact information. If anybody would like to reach out to Jennifer and ask some questions or learn a little bit more about Hungry Howie's. But first, today's episode is brought to you by Better. Better, offering tools to manage clients, sales orders, and job schedules alongside general day-to-day operations, and delivering a complete small business management solution for multi-location franchise owners. With the ability for cloud-based and mobile usage, Better allows users to access and manage business operations from anywhere and at any time using mobile or tablet devices. Learn more at thebettersoftwarecompany.com. That's thebettersoftwarecompany.com for Better. Jennifer Jackson from Hungry Howie's, thank you so much for being here today. It's been a pleasure learning a little bit more about your story. If our listeners have some questions for you, where can we send them?
Absolutely. They can go right to our website at www.hungryhowies.com. And if they want to get more information specifically about franchising, they can fill out the little request there, and I personally will reach out to them very shortly.
Excellent. Thanks for that. And thanks so much for being here today. We will chat with you down the road very soon.
Thanks, Jack, so much for including me. I hope you have a great time or day today, and stay safe.
Thank you. Stay safe as well. One final note for all of our franchise friends and marketing friends who are listening to the show, and maybe you've had your business closed recently, or perhaps you've been furloughed or laid off. The fact that you're listening to a podcast right now and learning from other business leaders, such as my guest today, means you're going to be first in line to win when this thing is over. So keep it up, keep going, get yourself ready for the comeback of a lifetime, and please let me know how I can help you get ready for that comeback. This is Social Geek Radio, copyright 2020, Social Geek Enterprises, Inc.